the city of Montrose was looking for innovative ways to help out area restaurants and bars facing capacity restrictions due to COVID. Colorado Yurt Company suggested a unique idea.
We turned to what we had, which were some teepees in stock that were painted and would make a great structure for a dining table. And we pitched the idea, literally, to teepee the town.
Colorado Yurt CEO John Gibson offered to donate the rental of the teepees at no charge to help out local restaurants. The city is using a small portion of its $1 million share of CARES Act funds to pay Colorado Yurt to install them. Storm King co-owner and head distiller David Fishering was in when he heard the idea. Over the summer, the city helped out with loans to small businesses impacted by the pandemic.
From the get-go, since March, the city has been very proactive.
Montrose grants coordinator Kendall Kramer says any CARES Act funding unused by the end of December would have to be returned to the Treasury Department. So the city has now decided to forgive those loans and...
In addition to the TP program, we used it for a number of different eligible purposes, you know, including our child care and nonprofit grant program that we created. We distributed over $500,000. And so we had about 38 or 40 different entities that we funded with that. We feel that we've effectively used these funds. We have them all accounted for at this point, you know, all used up. And we've been able to keep that $1.1 million in our community.
Whether or not Congress approves any additional relief funds, city revenues rely on a robust sales tax base. That means restaurant owners and city officials alike have a shared economic interest in keeping downtown Montrose a vibrant place. Business at Jimmer's Barbecue took a hit during the lockdown in the spring. But owner Jim LaRue says despite COVID, they built back up some momentum over the summer.
Oh, for us, Gavin, it's been a halfway decent year during at least the tourist season.
Things were even better this summer at Storm King, where 80% of revenues originate with retail sales on the premises.
And then as soon as the weather turned cold, we hit a wall.
No holiday party revelers filling up the distillery. No orders for barbecue catering at large gatherings. Teepees have an immediate impact on how many customers Jimmer's and Storm King can serve.
Right now, the way we've got them set up, we've got them kind of lounge style with Adirondack chairs in there, and there's six per teepee. So we've added 12 seats, which pretty much takes the place of the 12 seats that normally would be at our bar. They're basically just an extension of our existing patio space. They're covered. We're getting heaters put in there.
But right now, we're cut back to 25%. In our location here, we have seating for close to 200, so that puts us down to 50 people. You know, that gives us 24 more seats because we can separate people in groups of eight out there. So we think, we're hoping that it's going to be an excellent addition to our wintertime revenue here.
The TP experiment fits guidelines for spending federal relief dollars, whereas permanent capital infrastructure projects generally wouldn't.
The city of Montrose, we want to be innovative, and we also want to find ways to assist our local businesses through this difficult time. So this is just a means for them to allow customers to dine there, to grab a drink, grab a bite to eat in a safe way.
Jimmer's, Storm King, Horsefly Brewing, and Lighthouse Eatery are still finalizing their TP setups with lights and heaters. Jimmer's will start taking reservations for TP seating next week. Meanwhile, planning has begun to market the project to locals as a collection of experiences.
A couple of us got together the other day and we're thinking of starting a TP tour.
That could mean gathering stamps or punches on a card with a chance to score prizes once you've supported each participating business. Fishering hopes to launch that effort around New Year's to add some more hype. Jimmer's may offer special drinks or recipes just for the TP diners.
I hope that people will come out and use them, and we're playing out some different menu options and trying to make things fun for people. So yeah, let's give it a shot.
Gibson says Colorado Yurt Company employees are ecstatic with the feedback they're getting in the community, and he ate dinner in one of the teepees for the first time Wednesday night outside of Rio Bravo Mexican restaurant.
It's had a great experience. It was a lot of fun.
He says it fills him with pride to see their products around town and makes them feel good to be part of a fun project in such a difficult time. Colorado Yurt isn't in a rush to get the teepees back.
Right now, we have left the door open to them to keep them all the way until Memorial Day, if that's appropriate for them. And if pandemic continues and we have to extend it past that, I think we're happy to do that at this point.
As soon as they went up, the first thing we said was, we hope we get to keep these things for the summer.
For Storm King, teepees mean more seating during the pandemic, and they're also a tourist attraction. This week, multiple out-of-towners have stopped in to inquire about the teepees, some not knowing they were walking into a distillery. I asked David Fishering if they stayed to buy a drink.
They did.